This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. I turn around, my mic had slid away from me. Like, come back. Come back, my dear. I need to hear the sound of my own voice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, how I love it. Good morning, you guys.
Hey.
Hello.
How was everything? It was so nice to walk outside and it was dry. I'm like, oh my God.
You know what, though? I don't know what it was like at your house. It was 32 degrees and I had a
much warmer, 37.
Completely frozen windshield.
Oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, you have to take like a CD cover and scrape the...
I don't have anything to scrape with. I just sat there waiting for it to defrost.
Warm up. Right. Mm-hmm. Blast in the heat.
And then once I got a hole going...
Yeah. Then
I
you can go.
Started driving.
Yeah.
Look
oh,
through
no.
the hole.
Well,
you got to do it. You can't wait all day.
That's when it starts to... Once you start driving, you actually start to get more...
Activated.
Yeah. So,
oh,
whatever.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you have to drive the Mercedes with the no window in today?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, phew.
Dude, you have no idea what that person did set in motion for me. The fallout from them smash and grabbing is beyond belief, man.
Yeah.
I had to spend half my day waiting on a phone call from the Mercedes people. I'm like, finally they get a hold of me. And they've been very nice, but they're like, I go, I really need to do this tomorrow. Thursday, I have some stuff at work. I have my tax guy right after work.
Yep.
I can't be doing the appointment on Thursday.
Right.
She goes, your appointment's Thursday.
Thanks, lady. Thanks for nothing.
So you're telling me
I absolutely can't do it Thursday.
Well,
Thursday is when
yeah.
That's what we've got for you.
Let me repeat.
Well, but I'm the one.
August.
So this is
I
it.
I can't hear you.
She goes, you can do it Friday. I'm all, Friday's going to rain. I have a car with no window.
Yeah.
I can't drive in the rain with, you know.
Right.
Well, it's not supposed to rain until late in the day.
I'm doing it Thursday.
All right. Thursday it is. What were you supposed to, what's your other thing you have to do on Thursday? You have some other thing.
I have taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing my taxes at noon.
Oh, and we have a secret show.
Should we skip it this week?
Well, what's today? Wednesday? We could do it today.
All right. I'll do that.
Might be the easiest thing. I have I'm going to go see the eye doctor today. Oh. I'm going to see if I can get a... Just plain old bifocals. Like
Wait,
the
glasses or contact bifocals?
Well, I'm
going to
get the contacts too, but like in general, like all my, who cares? Whatever. I'm going to ask for regular old bifocals like my grandma used to have. Because the progressives just, they're not strong enough. I can't be going like this when I'm reading. I just want.
What's progressive?
Bifocals.
Those are progressive?
No, these are just readers.
Right.
Just
so the progressives
readers.
Are the one that I had that when you're looking straight through the middle, you get, 10 feet range.
Mm-hmm.
If you tip your head down a little bit, it goes further, gives you further focus, like kind of for driving. And then if you go like this and you look down, they're readers. So they're, but everything, like, even as you're walking around, like, there's just all kinds of warping happening on the outside.
Like
I don't either. So I'm thinking, you know, do they even make bifocals anymore? Like, I just want something that's dedicated, so down low on my eyes, I get, like, the 2.5 or whatever I need for that.
Of course they still make those.
Yeah, they'll set you up.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her. She's wicked nice. I love my doctor.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Dr. Day.
Dr. Day.
D-A-Y.
D-A-Y, yeah. Larkspur optometrist.
Does she know you?
No.
Oh, well, she does now.
I've only ever met her one time, but she was so gentle with me. And then when I told her I didn't want to do the thing she wanted to do, she was like, okay.
I can't upsell you?
No, she wanted to, like, I just came in because I needed the prescription for those things.
I need to take you into surgery, right?
Our listener, George, last
we're
year.
We're going to whiten your teeth, too.
George?
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah, George is the one who gave me the contacts to begin with.
Oh, right.
And so I tried them out, and then I was like, these are great. So I went and got, you know, my first ever eye exam. And she goes, well, not my first ever, because I did have the one thing where they push on your eye one time a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I should really do the pressure test on your eye. I go, I don't want to. She goes, all right. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's my favorite doctor ever.
Oh, good for you.
I know, it was great. So I guess today, though, I'll let her do all the stuff. Do all the stuff to me,
yeah,
lady.
Do all the stuff.
Go ahead, Dr. J, have your way with me.
Oh, you're going to let her push your eyes?
I'll just let her, you know, if I want to get all the, you know, full glasses thing.
What if she wants to have 10 minutes of just like...
chatting and stuff?
Yeah, chatting.
She doesn't strike, she's not... She's...
But what if she wants it to?
Yes, let her do that, that I'll let her. Oh, wow. Yes, Dr. J.
Let me ask you this. What if she says, can I sit on your lap?
As I'm,
yeah, that's a good question.
As I'm examining your eyes.
Yeah, she's small.
Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually, now I'm thinking, is this going to be the same lady as last time?
Why
I remember
wouldn't
her last name being Day.
Is it Day?
I thought it was, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, well, I hate going back into someone different.
I know.
They usually keep you really, at the same doc.
Yeah, I really like this one lady.
Yeah.
I hope it's her. But now I'm thinking... Because she was definitely, is it Muslim when they wear the thing over their head? Larkspur Optometry. Optometrics? Larkspur Landing Optometrists.
Let me look it up.
I can't comment on that. I don't know.
It's, you know, they have the hair covered.
Right. I'm not sure.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm saying, because their last name, I don't know if that person's last name would be Day, but what the hell do I know?
Hold on, I'm looking up.
That racist
American.
Yeah, yeah.
Gina Day. Gina Day, I found her.
What does she look like?
Does she have a hat on?
Does she have a hat on?
No,
over
she's kind of, you know, nice lady-ish.
Bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in here. Let me see that.
How do you describe
long this? Long hair. She looks sort of ethnic to a certain extent.
Well, this chick was sort of ethnic. Let me see. But she had the, I think it's called a hijab.
A hijab, yeah.
That's not her.
Let me see.
That's go down. There she is. You had Dr. Nassef.
Oh, I like Dr. Nassef.
She did look like
go
a Nassef.
Go show her all
though.
That.
Oh, damn it.
Gina Day.
Oh, she looks wicked nice. I'll let her do stuff to me,
too. Skip it up and show her the other doc.
That's my doctor, right? That's the one. Oh, I like her. I wonder if
all
I
say her name.
Nassef. Have we said it?
Oh, okay.
Nassef.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. I really liked her.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to do that. No, all right. Okay, well, you don't have to.
Switch when you get in there.
I don't know if they'll let me.
They'll let
me. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Dr. Day looks really nice, too, actually. She has a very friendly face. She's my kind of girl.
All right.
It's all chick doctors there, huh? I like that.
Yeah.
Do you notice that? You scroll through, it's all girl doctors. Female, woman, doctor. I don't know.
I only ever go to female doctors.
Yeah. I wouldn't care if they're just going to look at my eyes, it could be a dude. I think the other time, because remember a few years ago I got all those glasses, those progressives or whatever? That was the only other time I got my eyes examined, like since I was in school, you know? And that was a dude doctor. He was fine. But now I want Dr. Nassef. Damn it.
Oh, well.
Just ask for her.
No, I'm just going to go. What do I care? I'm not.
You don't, certainly don't want to put off the appointment.
You're right.
That's my, you know,
I'm
sitting there.
I want my contacts.
In the middle of all this, like, oh my God, I can't get the appointment I need until Thursday. I have this rehab thing today for my foot appointment. And I'm
what time's
just like,
that?
God, this week turned out to be just garbage.
Well, because of this dude last week.
Right, because of getting robbed, right. Anyway, I'm sorry.
What can we do?
You know what? There's nothing. I just
you
have
need
to
a cuddle again. Go, this
oh, so oh. The missus was like,
double cuddle.
Right.
The missus was like, well, I can cancel taxes. I'm like, no, let's just get it over with. We got to do it.
No telling when he's going to or she's going to be available again.
And right. Taxes are this year for a lot of people are going to be very different than they were the year before.
Right.
And I am
not looking forward to it.
Well, they changed the tax codes.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Well, that's why I got an accountant. They tell you what they need. I got my big tax packet, and I'm starting to fill that out. Ugh.
How's that going?
It sucks. I hate it. It's just like, it just sits on my desk, and I look at it, and I sort of like finger the edges of it, like, I could open this.
And then what do you do?
Start this.
Maybe not. I'm going to go make a purse.
I go, you know what? I think I'm going to go sew something. I don't have to think about this. Oy, taxes.
I did it yesterday.
Did
I just
you?
Broke
Oy.
Right into it. I knew I had to.
I know.
I was like, if I don't do a bunch of this now, it's not going to be done on Thursday when it's time to drive straight from the dealer here in San Francisco, Mercedes.
Shame.
Straight
your
down to the...
Your appointment's on Thursday, like it or not.
So they're giving you a loaner?
Yeah. And dude, I'm sitting there talking to her and I'm like, look, okay, fine. Thursday it is, but let me just tell you something. When I pull up, I'm pulling up at around 10:30. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a car there, and I need to leave. I got an appointment right after. Okay, we got you. If I pull up there and there's no car, I'm going to just be...
You're going to cry. It's going to be the only option available to you. And since you do that now, you know, you're going to have to use that.
For the crying?
Yeah. People really do respond to crying, I find. You know.
Yeah. Maybe when a lady cries, when a guy cries.
No, when a guy cries. Are you kidding me? Everybody would, like, the whole world would stop her and be like, oh my God, is that man crying?
What a loser.
Yeah, loser. There's a long list of weakling, sissy boy.
It's fine. Whatever gets the job done, Vinny.
P-word. You hear all that stuff.
The last time I did get my car, I was at a Mercedes dealership. This is before John started working for Mercedes, like a few months before. And we went to Oakland Mercedes. And there I was crying.
Oh, no.
Why?
I was crying.
Why were you crying?
Why?
I just felt... You know how hard it is in a dealership.
It takes so long.
It takes so long, and they're throwing all these numbers at you and this, that, blah, blah, blah. And I just felt so overwhelmed, and I really just wanted to keep my other car, but John wanted me to get a new car, and it's just like, I just started crying.
Didn't John at that point go, I'm sorry, let's leave?
No, he wanted it done.
Oh. We're already
here.
Yep. In Oakland, for God's sakes. All right. So that was it.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Damn.
They were so sweet to me. They were very nice. But yes, crying works, Vinny.
It does. It moves the process along.
I think I might have got a better deal.
People get a little gentler with you, too. You know, like, oh, boy, that person's really sensitive. Let's go ahead and handle this one with kid gloves. Let's get this guy's car out here ASAP. Uh-huh. We can't have a crying man in the lobby. We're not playing baseball, Tom. We're at a Mercedes dealer.
Just trying to get my car and go home.
And I got my taxes.
Yeah,
it is going to be a crying day.
Man, and I told the lady, I'm like, look, I need to tell you this. You need to write this down on your pad. This car has a broken window. It cannot sit outside on Friday while it's waiting for the work to be done. Water will flood the thing.
Right.
That's okay. We'll park it inside. And I'm...
Just write that down on your pad, lady.
I don't need to write it down. I'll remember.
Go backwards. I know it. The car won't be there when I need it, and it's going to be parked outside and flooded.
You know, tomorrow.
And that lady's off on Thursdays and Fridays.
What lady? She quit yesterday, actually. you should call and double confirm. Say, I'm going to be there in half an hour.
You know what? So at the end of all this phone call. Her name's Alex.
Hey,
Alex.
Thank you so much for everything. At the end, she goes, okay, so this is, you know, Thursday. So do you need me to call you tomorrow and double check everything? And I go, absolutely. I want to hear from you tomorrow.
Oh, my God. She's like, all right.
Yeah, I was like, yep. You
I can't
betcha.
Wait to get my pad out again.
Sure.
Write down all your specifics.
Yep, we're talking tomorrow, Alex. Be sure to call me.
So what time is she going to call you
today?
I
don't know, but I'm going to be ready.
Mm. What if she doesn't call you? What are you going to think?
I'm going to call her.
Oh.
I can't.
Time you going to wait till to make that decision.
Dude, I got to get those taxes done.
I hear you. So you know what I like about you is that you have your and you cross the things off and you don't.
I'm doing
you
it.
You don't push them off. I live with a procrastinator. I believe you live with a procrastinator.
Who's your procrastinator?
John will put
is?
Stuff off. Sure.
Oh,
it doesn't sound like he's anywhere near the levels that Christina has attained.
Christina,
like she's an expert at this.
Yeah, she is the worst.
But sometimes I am like you know, and I hate to be a nag. I really actually hate that. Because I try to get my S done. I have a lot less S than he does to get done because I've designed my life that way. but I, you know, I'm like you. Like, I've got a list. And especially if I have a list, it's so awesome because I can just, I'm like, I'll even write down things I know I'm going to do anyway just so I can have some more things to cross off my list. Like, I'm getting all this stuff done. Look at all the stuff I got done. Mm-hmm. And it just, there's nothing more annoying than the person who had, that you made a list for, because I do that for him too, which is, he loves. Keeps him organized, you know? And then I look at his list, I'm like, you didn't cross any of this stuff off. And he goes, I didn't get to any of it. I'm like, well, what were you doing?
Oh, boy.
In my head, I say that.
Oh,
in my head, I would never, no. You have to be calm with people because procrastinators are super sensitive about it. And they don't want to hear how they're letting you down.
Yeah, I have.
But they are.
I have those. I try not to do that because, you know, you're in a relationship and you do want to get laid.
Yeah.
But
I want there to be good feelings.
I was the other day, I was like, listen, I don't want to talk out of turn. I want to make a suggestion. If you're down, I'll do it. And if this is going to be a problem, I won't. She's all, no, go ahead. And I go, look, this week, I noticed there's a lot of laundry piled up. You might want to do like one load a day. One. Just one. Start to finish. One load a day. Mm. You'll be done by the end of the week. And yes, more will come, but you won't have spent an entire day doing, load after load. Oh. I'm telling you, it'll work for you. It's one load a day.
Just a switch. So basically you fold a load every day. You switch the stuff from the wet to the dryer, and then you put in the next load. That's why I do that every. And then I don't have a day. Well, I have one day that I have to get everything done. Towels and sheets and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that is the way, Vin. No, one load. Then you only have to fold one load a day.
Right, that's what.
So what did she say?
She said, I don't like to do, I have to do laundry every day. I'm like, yeah, one load.
Yeah, one load.
Rather than losing an entire day.
15 minutes.
And then half of it doesn't get done.
Right.
Because one load comes out and gets put in a pile because you've got stuff to do with the kids, and then that pile never gets got to. Mm-hmm. And now you're pulling stuff out of the pile that you have to. It's clean.
You should get a cleaning lady.
What?
Yeah, get a maid. Get a maid.
He looks over at you.
You crazy.
No, we're helping.
Yeah, we're trying to help.
She's not going to change her ways.
Cleaning lady's great.
And you're going to keep nagging. It's a bad cycle.
Well, I didn't nag. I gave her a suggestion. I walked away from it.
Yeah, but every week you're going
to I can't help but think to myself, what's wrong with your hands? Why don't you throw some laundry in?
Oh, man, get a maid.
I do all my own laundry.
Yeah, all your own laundry, but you're in a family now.
Right.
Yeah, with two daughters.
With two daughters. You should be doing all the laundry.
Why are you guys getting up?
She wanted these kids. She wanted these kids.
So what?
So
there's a household to be run here. Why can't Vinny fold a load and switch the stuff?
I don't do everybody's laundry. I do my laundry.
What's wrong with your hands?
Very selfish.
Listen to you. Listen to
you. Don't do any of the kids' laundry.
Oh my God. Me and John totally split the laundry, and if I'm in there,
John doesn't do laundry.
Sure, absolutely, John does laundry.
You just got done saying laundry's your thing.
Yeah, and then I go, I'm folding clothes.
I
feel like folding clothes.
Don't sing this song.
And then John comes running in, and we fold together. And we have all our little fun things that we do. You make a game out of it.
Hey, I have a suggestion.
Oh boy,
for
I can't
Vinny?
Wait.
Yeah, for Vinny.
Oh, what is it?
Say to her, I'll do one. load of laundry a day if we have sex every day.
Good
every
news
day.
From
Iran.
Laundry for sex. How about that?
How about that?
Well, you don't even have to say that. If you start doing all the laundry, she'll probably be hornier.
Will she?
Sure.
She'll be like,
and the
wow.
kids will just magically fall asleep, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it'll solve all your problems.
You guys are crazy.
Is that a good trade?
It's an unrealistic deal that you're talking about there.
If she said to you, anytime you want it, I'll give it up if you do all the laundry.
Oh.
Anytime you want it. You can ask me anytime. Twice a day.
What if
once a week. Whatever you're into.
What if he just wants lap kisses?
Yes, that's available.
Oh.
Nice. I'm sure that would change my attitude towards the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like if the laundry's piling up in my house,
all right,
I should get in there and do it.
I'm going to post this little link on our wall.
Yeah, I think we should.
I do appreciate your opinion. I'm a big fan of yours.
I'm sure you do. What a delight I must be. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.